We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer care.
We are joined live by Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol, and I guess with a day game today, Ollie, a 12:15 start, I'll be on the air with pregame at 11:20. It's probably a good thing. You don't have a lot of time to think about last night. Turn the page and move forward.
How are we doing?
Doing well. Wouldn't you say that's right? That you got a day game like that's probably better than having a game tonight where you'd have to sit on that all day.
Yeah, you almost want to play a doubleheader when those type of games happen. You want to fire it back up and take another shot. Yesterday went very good, and we get to play again first thing in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be taking on Jordan Montgomery, the former Cardinal, the Diamondbacks this afternoon, and you will have Kyle Gibson on the hill. What happened yesterday? How did you see that? It happened quickly. It was 4-1, and then in a flash, it was 14-1.
Let's flip it. How'd you see, Matthew?
I heard you say that you liked what you saw from Matz, and I want you to explain it, but I will say that it's hard because you look at the line, this box score. Of course, we're all going to look at that and see 7 runs, 4 1/3. I listened to him and I listened to you, and after hearing both of you and going back and watching it, I understand what you're saying, that the walks hurt, and to him it was really one bad pitch and everything just kind of flowed from there. I'll get to Zach Thompson in a minute, but specifically Matz. When you say that you see that you thought it was good, explain that to fans how you see that.
I'm definitely going to, but how did you see Matz?
I think that I saw him throw 92 pitches. I saw him continue to throw. I think that his arsenal is good. I think that they put a good swing on a couple of pitches and made it happen.
That's correct. Pitch count was up. The walk to McCarthy and the walk to Marte, Marte was a very long at bat. That was a 9-pitch at bat that he ended up walking him. So it's not like he was spraying it everywhere. It was close misses, and the guy took a really good at bat. And then the first ball hit over, call it 85, 88 miles an hour. I mean, the first real swing was Walker, and he hit it a very long ways. This team does a really nice job against left-handed starting pitching. I thought he navigated that lineup. As far as did he get beat, and that's what I said in the postgame, yeah, he definitely got beat. They beat him, but did he have his stuff last night? Yeah, he actually did. And sometimes you go out there and the other team beats you, and yesterday they beat him. But from a pitching standpoint, the way he went through that lineup, I mean, tell me another hard hit outside of the Walker one before the fifth inning when we took him out of the game.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, that really was.
Tell me another one, honestly. Go ahead.
No, I don't know of another one. A hard hit. I mean, that was the one. The Walker one was the punishing one.
That's correct. So a really good hitter. He made a bad pitch to him and left it over the heart of the plate, and the guy hit it a mile. But outside of that, these guys actually do a really nice job against lefties. And when you look at what he was able to do against that lineup, final line, does it look good? No, because he gives up the double, single, single, and we get him out of there as fast as possible, as fast as someone could get warmed up in the bullpen. But leading up to that, not a whole lot of hard contact. Now, some balls right over second base that land for a base hit, in another one, and then the homer. But the walks is the part that I mentioned last night that actually got him. And they weren't egregious walks. It was really good at bat put on by Marte. The walk to the nine hole is the one that it liked.
Yeah, I get that. And then Zach Thompson gets hit for 7 runs. Zach, what have you seen from him? I mean, what do you think?
See, that one's different. Yeah. Like, if we were going to say someone had their stuff, someone didn't have their stuff, Zach didn't have his stuff last night. He was, I mean, we've continued to talk about the variance in just his velo, man. Like, it's 92 one day, 94, back to 90, 89, and that's what gets him in trouble. He's a different pitcher when you don't have to gear up for the real fastball. And yesterday left a lot of stuff over the plate. Breaking ball at times was okay, but it was just popping out of the hand. Hitters had more comfortable at bats against him, and some hard contact there. I mean, it was hard. That was hard on Thompson. It wasn't his best day.
Now, you can't talk about a bad day without talking about the game before. I mean, the game before was a heck of a game, and you were able to capture it with a Nolan Gorman one-swing thunder out to right, breaking an 0-for-19. That, by the way, he had a couple of hits yesterday. That had to feel good for him. But you have to eventually think that Goldie and Gorman specifically, and we've sort of singled them out, you and I did as well on Sunday, that it's going to come around for them. It did that day.
Yeah, and we saw what the result was. I mean, when those two guys get going and the rest of the lineup kind of chips in, it's a good day. And, gosh, I know people hate this word, but there's no other thing to do other than be patient. You're not going to sit here and bench two guys that your lineup truly needs in order for it to be at full force. That makes sense. It's not happening. So you continue to be patient and hope that it comes around. It's these guys are working hard, man. Goldie, his biggest thing is letting his teammates down. I mean, he absolutely hates that feeling. And when you talk about getting after and working hard, trying to find every bit of the why this is happening and getting to the bottom of it, both those guys are doing exactly that. And there's other guys that are also struggling and trying to feel for it. And our hope is that it comes together soon.
Is Contreras okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Same hand that sometimes he'll catch a ball and it hits him in that right spot. And it's just, man, his hand just goes numb. And it takes him a minute to kind of gain the feeling of it again. With the score being what it was last night, we took him out. There's no reason to continue to push it. So that was the main reason for him exiting that game.
Now, I know you're going to open the clubhouse here in a couple minutes, and you're going to talk to reporters. We're glad we got to get you first. Any big changes today? I know you've been tinkering with the lineup a little bit.
We have been, and just trying to get certain guys going. Listen, you can move them up and down however you want. At the end of the day, it's going to be a matter of time before it clicks and everyone gets going. But our hope is that that's the thing, and then we can build off of it.
Always appreciate these visits very much. Thank you for joining us on KMOX. We appreciate it.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.